This is Terry Mandel, D.O., dictating an attorney letter to Hamid Sahir. And Gwen Salvoro, S-A-L-V-O-R-O, attorneys at law of Hurt 317, address on file, period. Dear attorneys, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Calandra Grigsby, please note the following medical letter, period. Calandra is C-A-L. O-N-D-R-A, last name Grigsby, G-R-I-G-S-B-Y. On April 21st, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 39-year-old female, height 5'10" tall, weight 245 pounds, who was involved in a fall injury on or about October 20th, 2022. In a Penn Station restaurant in Bloomington, Indiana, period. She slept on water that caused her to fall, and hyperextended her leg to try to stop the fall, period. She had immediate pain in her left leg, as well as swelling and pain involving her left knee, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still having pain in her low back and left knee, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did sustain injury, period. She states she also developed, as a result of this injury, plantar fasciitis in mid-2023, period. New paragraph. In relationship to the left knee, she did tear a meniscus that required surgery in 2024, as well as physical therapy, medication, and several injections, period. The pain is constant, period. It occurs 1 to 2 times per day, period. It is a stabbing-type pain and non-radiating, period. It is a constant pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The knee locks at times and requires elevation, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It flares up approximately 2 times a month, period. The duration is a couple hours per episode, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the hip, down the left leg, to the knee, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day she was seen at IU Ortho Clinic in Bloomington, period. She was seen several times, eventually had x-rays and MRI of the left knee, as well as examinations, period. She was referred to orthopedics in that clinic and was advised that she needed surgery. MRI was done at an imaging center, period. She had physical therapy at IU Ortho Clinic several times, period. She had surgery of the left knee in 2024, period. She had physical therapy after the surgery. And she had steroid injections of the knee at IU Health Ortho Clinic, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems with housework, yard work, lifting over 10 pounds, sitting over 3 hours, walking over a half mile, driving over an hour, sports, such as baseball and basketball, problems with sleep, period. New paragraph, medications include acyclovir, omeprazole, asthma inhaler, vitamin D, ibuprofen, Tylenol, magnesium, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, leg massages, occasional crutches, a knee brace, and exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for herpes simplex, GERD, asthma, vitamin D deficiency, leg cramps, plantar fasciitis that developed a few months after this injury, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals in 2024, had surgery to the left knee for this injury, period. She had a femur repair and meniscus of the left knee in high school, tubal ligation, and hysterectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her low back in the past, period. Her left knee was injured in basketball in 2003, period. In high school, she had a torn meniscus, had surgery, and recovered in a few months with no residual pain or disability, period. She had a hoverboard injury 1.5 years before the Penn Station fall. She bruised her low back, had physical therapy a few months, but healed completely with no residual or permanency, period. She was at least pain-free 1 year in the low back before the Penn Station fall, period. She was involved in an automobile accident at age 5 where she fractured her left femur and had surgery, and it resolved without permanency, period. There were no work injuries in the past, period. The patient fractured her left foot playing basketball with children a few years ago without permanency, period. New paragraph, occupation is that of an administrative assistant full-time. She missed 2 weeks of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Indiana University Health, first visit, October 20th, 2022. 36-year-old female presents with complaints of bilateral, left greater than right knee pain, period. Date of injury was today, October 20th, 2022. She states that she slipped on some wet flooring in a restaurant, injuring her knees, period. On physical examination, mild palpable joint effusion, period. Positive Murray's, there is a lateral joint line tenderness, period. Assessment plan, bilateral knee pain, ordered x-rays of the knee, and number 2, left knee sprain, ordered Naprosyn, period. Impression of the x-rays were normal bilateral knees, period, end of report. Indiana University Health Note, August 16th, 2023. Notes that her knee was doing quite well up until an incident where she sustained a slight hyperextension injury when she slipped and fell on some water, period. An MRI was performed, period. Assessment was tear of the lateral meniscus of left knee, period. End of report. Operative report, Southern Indiana Surgery Center. Date of surgery, August 16th, 2023. Procedure performed, left knee arthroscopy with partial lateral meniscectomy and chondroplasty, chondroplasty, period. Post-op diagnosis is left knee lateral meniscus tear, period. End of report. Indiana University Health, November 7th, 2022. Reason for consultation, bilateral knee pain. Follow-up from OIC with new onset of low back pain, period. Subjective, around 2 weeks ago, started having new onset of low back pain with radiating symptoms down both legs, period. Low back pain started on October 25th. AP lateral and coned lumbosacral lateral views were performed. Impression, lumbar spine has a normal appearance, period. Assessment one, low back pain, period. Would recommend starting a physical therapy program, period. I have reviewed her x-ray images, no obvious deformity, period. Number two, left knee pain, period. Left knee pain is concerning for medial meniscus tear. Ordered MRI of the knee. Period, end of report. MRI report of the left knee, dated November 15th, 22, showed a complex tear of the anterior horn of the lateral meniscus. Period, end of report. Indiana University Health note, November 28th, 2022. PT daily treatment, period. Injury fall on water, onset October 20th, 2022. History of the illness. I was in about a month ago, and I slipped on some water, period. I've been having a lot of back pain and left knee pain since, period. Lumbar range of motion, painful, period. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the above IME, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall injury of October 20th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, the patient presented with a slow abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed an unrelated tubal ligation scar of the lower abdomen, an abdomen, period. In relationship to this fall injury, there were laparoscopic scars. Unrelated to this accident, there were laparoscopic scars and small drainage of the right kidney area, period. There were two drains in the right flank and lower abdomen due to the recent hip and kidney surgery, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive, flattened accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination was abnormal, with straight leg raising abnormal at 78 degrees left and 86 degrees right, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 26 degrees and extension by 6 degrees, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was lumbar tenderness, period. Examination of the right knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left knee showed multiple scoping scars due to this injury, period. There was 15% swelling of the left knee, period. There was diminished strength and crepitance of the left knee, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 28 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Diagnostic assessments by me are number one, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, lateral meniscus complex, complex lateral meniscus tear of the anterior horn and body, period. This required surgery on August 16th, 2023. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. The above two diagnoses were directly caused by the fall injury on October 20th, 2022, period. In terms of permanency, the patient has a permanent impairment of the left knee and lumbar spine as a result of the fall injury of October 20th, 2022, period. By permanent impairment, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in the left knee and lumbar region for the remainder of her life, period. She will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in these areas as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She will need to get further steroid injections in her knee every 6 months for approximately five more injections, period. Cost of this would be approximately $3,000, period. She will eventually need and was advised that she will require a knee replacement, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in the low back will cost approximately $1,800, period. A tens unit will cost $500, period. A back and a knee brace will cost approximately $400 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.